What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. We came from beneath the sea, as always. I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How we doing today?
Not bad.
Not bad? Not bad. How about you, Brandon?
Hello.
Hello. I finally finished American Psycho.
Good for you. I didn't think you could read.
That's a miracle. I know. It took me so long for some reason.
He downloaded the audiobook, okay?
I do actually have the It audiobook from Audible because I had a bunch of like free credits.
Yeah, I've heard of Audible's dope.
The audiobook version of It is like, I think it's 16 to 20 hours long.
Damn. Yeah. I remember like the Kindle tablets. Do they still make those?
Yeah, my aunt has one. That's how she reads.
Because, yeah, like that. Those are all about like audiobooks and shit, right?
No, it's e-books. Oh. It's literally just like a mini iPad that you swipe on and you read.
You can read.
They even make a version where you can like read it in the sun and it doesn't like kill the screen or whatever.
Because like I know that like it was like high school, they had like a bunch of them. So like, is that all that they're for?
Pretty much.
Okay. I didn't know if it was just like a tablet or an iPad.
Yeah, it's a tablet you read on.
Wow. Or if it was like an iPad where you can straight up get on fucking Facebook and watch porn and all that
shit.
I don't think so.
I've never owned a Kindle because I prefer physical media.
Yeah.
But
I get that. Like, yeah, I like buying Blu-rays. I don't always like to just stream and
I actually
movies.
Have like a crackhead itch to go to Barnes & Noble and buy another $100 worth of books, which is like 4 books nowadays, which sucks.
Yep.
Like back in the day, man, I swear. Like
unless
I'd go
you're
to the,
buying Magic Treehouse books.
I'd go to... this is going to make me feel super old. Borders Books.
Yeah.
Borders used to have... That was the original chain that had, like, Starbucks and shit in them.
Yeah.
Borders Bookstore.
Why not just go to, like, Half Price Books?
I don't know. I've never been to one before.
Dude, Half Price Books is one. Fucking lip.
Yeah,
go But are, is everything actually half price?
They're discounted
cheap.
Books.
They're used, but...
Yeah,
no,
they're used, discounted
no.
books.
No.
So you could easily
have,
go...
They also have CDs, DVDs, Blu-rays.
Yeah, I know that much.
Yeah.
Vinyls, probably.
Yeah, but, all kinds of other shit.
I also have the Barnes & Noble membership card that I got for free for a whole year because I think we went for their Labor Day sale, and the guy was like, you can actually get your first year free if you just sign up right now. And I'm like, that sounds excellent. What does it do? And he's like, every time you come, you get 25% off your whole thing.
Huh.
Well, shit, sign me the fuck up, bro.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, like, sometimes you do like to buy new that way.
Yeah.
It's not just like a completely fucked book or DVD or some shit.
Yeah, I kind of just want to go and buy some new books. Because there are a couple I want to pick up by this one author, Grady Hendrix. I've told you guys about him. Like my best, you need to borrow that book, by the way. My Best Friend's Exorcism was a great book. I'm starting to read The Final Girl Support Group now.
Wow.
That's actually pretty good. And every chapter is like, the naming scheme is after horror movies. So like the first chapter is The Final Girl Support Group. Second one is Final Girl Support Group 2. The third chapter is The Final Girl Support Group 3D. So it's actually a really cool naming scheme.
That's funny.
And then like My Best Friend's Exorcism, the chapters are named after songs from the 80s.
Wow. Yeah, I probably would like that book because like the cover art was like
a VHS.
Like a VHS. Yeah. So maybe they'll adapt it into a movie.
It is. It's coming to Shudder.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be a Shudder movie.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyway, American Psycho was a real fucked up book.
Wow.
But I liked it.
Is that all you did? Kinda, sorta, maybe.
Yeah, that's all I've really been doing.
I'm kind of trying to like break out of my comfort zone when it comes to horror movies, which is the 80s. And I watched a lot of modern shit that has came out the last couple years.
Oh.
So like the first one, I should mention both of them because they're made by the same like director, directed by the same guy. I mean, and I think he also wrote them too, but. They came out the same year. I think he was going for like a double feature thing, kind of like what Robert Rodriguez did.
Oh, the Quentin
Tarantino.
Like
I
the
mean.
Grindhouse yeah. thing. Yeah.
Well, it was Robert Rodriguez and Quentin
Tarantino.
Yeah,
it was both of them. I think they each directed a movie and then.
Yeah, Planet Terror was Rodriguez and then Death Proof was Tarantino.
So,
obviously.
Like the director I'm talking about, his name is Joe Bezos.
I feel like I've
I
heard
almost
that
said
name
Jeff
before.
Bezos. That would be fucking crazy if he made a fucking horror movie. He'd probably try to paint like rich billionaires like heroes or some shit.
Yeah, probably.
But the movies I'm talking about are VFW and Bliss, and they're really good.
Yeah.
I'll kind of give like a brief description of like VFW, but it's more preferable if everybody goes in like blind for both of them, especially Bliss, because Bliss was fucking crazy. But I liked VFW better because
I see that the old man from
Don't Breathe
in it, and Stephen the Lang. Bad guy from the Karate Kid's in it.
Yep, Stephen
the guy
Lang.
That plays Kreese.
Yep. Stephen Lang, I think his name is Fred Cove, is who you're talking about.
Martin Cove from Karate Kid.
William Sadler, Fred Williamson.
Will Sadler, what do I know him from?
He's in all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
He's a character actor. He plays in fucking every other little thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. He makes money, though.
Yep. But yeah, like they have all, you know, they have all kinds of fucking great actors in it, but it's like an action horror
movie. Yeah, I'm actually reading the synopsis and it actually sounds pretty fucking good.
It's an action horror movie about like these punks that, you know, are trying to fuck with these old men in their VFW bar.
Mm-hmm.
And these old men fucking kill the shit out of them. It's really good. Like the practical effects are great. And then Bliss, I'm not going to say too much, but it's basically a pretty unique take on the vampire genre.
Oh, really?
I will say like this: it's kind of like a trigger warning. There's like lots of flashing colors and lights, so if you're like
photosensitive,
yeah. Because I'm not gonna like I don't have like a diagnosed like what is it called epilepsy or whatever.
Yeah, you're not epileptic.
Yeah, so like I've never had a seizure, but sometimes when those things come up, I am kind of like, God damn, you know?
Dude, the end of Candyman, because it's like a solid 15 minutes of nothing but flashing police lights. I'm like, can you turn that shit off?
Yeah, like somebody reach like up there and turn the fucking keys off or something.
Just need a Candyman just to bash them out.
Yeah. But yeah, I you told me about VFW and I definitely want to check that out for
sure. It's so good. I'll probably never stop.
There's
gushing.
Another one. It's on Shudder. It's called the WNUF Halloween Special. It's like a found footage movie. I've been wanting to check that one out for a long time.
I think I've heard that one.
Yeah. I guess they're making a sequel to it or something. I want to check it out before it comes
out.
But
yeah, just like kind of like a trigger. There's lots of like flashing colors and lights, especially with Bliss.
Like, so is it like Mandy kind of?
Yeah.
Like experimental?
Yeah, they're
like,
art housey kind of like films.
Because like Mandy's like, that's pretty much as experimental as you can get.
Yeah, lots of like neon kind of like
and
colors.
I loved Mandy. Like Mandy's like the aesthetic of Mandy, the filmography, it's actually really good.
Yeah,
or
I like
cinematography.
Mandy. Speaking of Mandy, though, the girl who plays her more specifically. She's in another film that I watched this weekend called Possessor.
Oh, she's in that?
Yeah, and this is like the Brandon Cronenberg movie, which is David Cronenberg's son, and it's really
good.
Did you
watch the standard or the uncut version?
The uncut. It's on Hulu,
mm-hmm.
And at least I think that's the uncut one. Because there's, like, straight-up porn in that movie.
Is it really?
Like, when it popped up, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Your parents walk in at that exact moment. Hey, Brandon, what are you... Oh, God!
Because, like, if that was the uncut version, like, you would... Or the...
Theatrical,
you would think they would take that out, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
They fuck it.
I don't know. Me and Zach saw Atomic Blonde right out of high school, and that movie's straight-up softcore porn.
Yeah. Like, they're not actually fucking, but you see dick, you see tits, pussy, and
dick.
All that shit. So, but yeah, that one's also better to go in blind, because I can't really give you, like, a good, like, explanation. But the last one I watched...
He just doesn't want to describe the porno section, just so we can enjoy
That's
it.
All I remember.
It's all I care about.
But the last movie I watched was Jacob's Wife, and that was a really fun movie.
That's Barbara Crampton's newest, awesome. Right?
Yeah, it's that's Barbara Crampton and what's his name?
That's on my radar to watch.
Babs. Isn't that a vampire movie?
Yeah.
Yes. I will say this, it's not a spoiler or anything. It's just really funny. There's like hilariously bad like CGI rats in one scene.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Because like most of the movie's practical.
Yeah.
And then there's just CGI rats. And I'm like, what the fuck
rats.
Is going on?
Did you watch it off of Dead in Santa Carla's?
No, I watched it before they put their episode out. But I haven't checked their episode out, but I saw that Barbara Crampton like retweeted them. Which
they,
cool.
They followed them personally.
Yeah. So that's cool. But yeah, she actually did really good in that movie.
She's
I'm kind of glad.
I love Barbara Crampton. She's like whatever she's in.
She's top tier for me. I would love if she goes to a con here in Indy or something.
Yeah,
I'd love to go see her.
But,
that'd be cool.
Since like You're Next, because she's also in that movie, which that was like what 2013.
Yeah.
Since that came out, she's like been making like a pretty strong comeback. Mm-hmm. Like
she does a lot of.
She writes for Fangoria.
Yeah.
there for a while, like, because she said it in Search of Darkness Part 2, she kind of, like, stopped acting to, like, raise her family and everything.
Yeah. Which is fair. Like,
But I think her family's grown now, so right. she's like,
she still
I'm
has
fucking
such
back.
A great presence in the horror
Speaking
community.
Speaking of, next week, if I remember, I'm going to bring my newest Fangoria over, because Barbara Crampton's column in the newest one is actually really fucking good, and there's another one I want you guys to read. It's actually really fucking good.
See, I know that, like, Fangoria had, like, some kind of, like, controversy happened.
They almost went under, and somebody bought them out, I think. I don't really remember.
Like, I know Joe Bob Briggs, like, broke off his relationship with Fangoria over it, so I don't know
who. I think it was one of the podcasts, maybe. I'm not sure.
I think one of
the Nightmare
writers.
On Film Street thing or something.
No, that was, they weren't for Fangoria.
Yeah, that was something else.
I think it was, like, one of their writers was, like, doing something sketchy. I don't want to, like, assume, but, you know.
I remember they were in, like, the media for it, but I don't remember. But Phil Noble, who is, like, their showrunner, I'm pretty sure that's the editor-in-chief of Fangoria now, he's actually, like, done so much work to, like, move away from all that. I follow him on Twitter, and I read all his tweets and stuff. Yeah. He's a good guy. Like, he's taking Fangoria in the right direction. In the year I've had Fangoria, I actually am about to resubscribe for my second year, just because I liked everything I've read so far.
Yeah.
A damn good year for horror media. Yeah,
I just didn't know if they were still, like, under, like, the controversy, if they just, like, straight up, like, swiped it under the rug or whatever.
I don't even think it's under the rug. They just swept it away and cleared it out.
Like, I was like, if they didn't do anything about it, I don't know if I want to read their shit.
You guys would actually love Fangoria. The first issue I got this year was the Godzilla vs. Kong issue. And then the most recent one was the Scream issue.
I still have to get that. That's the one Godzilla movie I don't have still.
Oh, versus Kong?
I need to get that.
You own King of the Monsters?
Uh-huh.
All right, Zach, what have you been up to?
Slinging dick, taking names.
I know I've been kind of on a hobby break. I've been on a huge hobby kick for a while. In the last couple of weeks, I've kind of taken a break. But I plan to get back into it. It's mainly because I bought some new equipment. I got some models on the way that I want to put together.
Did you get another Boba Fett?
Nah,
bubble tea.
Did you get, like, the ones you put together, or is it, like, the ones that snap?
Well, the Boba Fett model I got is the push fit. So those
Those are easy.
Extremely.
Because all you do is push the joints
just
in.
Push and push them hard. That way you don't see the creases or, like, where the points meet.
Yeah.
Plastic glue works.
I feel like those are really easy, and I feel like they have maybe better of a material.
They're made out of a certain kind of plastic, which is nice. They're not as brittle. It's right. Not resin. It's something else. It's not nearly as brittle.
That damn cat's up in there.
Is she on my desk?
I don't know.
I
heard something. She likes to get on
my
in there.
Might be behind the dryer.
She likes to get on my desk and mess
our,
around.
Our new fourth co-host, Goose.
She doesn't do shit.
She's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, waiting on some models.
Hell yeah, bro.
Started watching The Sopranos again.
Yeah, I've been taking a break off. I'm in season 3. I just took a break.
So am I. I'm about to finish season 3.
Not that I'm saying I hate it. I just needed a break.
I started watching Ozarks last night.
Oh, I heard that. I heard that show was really good.
Yeah, that show was awesome.
My parents were watching it before I came over here, actually. Well, before they left.
And they, you know, they put out the new season. I'm just not impressed so far.
I did two other things. I've been watching Chucky. I'm almost done with that. I'm on episode 6 of 8.
See, I fucking binge watched.
And
that
then
show. That was
good. I'm catching up on Cobra Kai. I'm about halfway through that. It's actually getting really good. I'm almost done with the new season of Cobra Kai.
New season's all right.
I hope the next season's better. I like Terry Silver. He's bad.
Yeah,
he's a force to be reckoned with, which I like.
Yeah,
Kreese is a little bitch, but you know.
Yeah.
You know, but back to the Ozark, bro.
Not impressed.
Just not impressed so far.
Really?
I'm only on the first episode.
Maybe they're
on
their dive because, like, Ozark, from what I hear, has been, like, Netflix's best produced show in the last
while. How many seasons are there? 2?
4.
4?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And I heard season 3 was actually, like, their best.
I thought it was, like, a brand new show.
Season 3 was awesome.
I thought it was, like, a brand new show as of, like, 2019 or something.
It's been out for a few years, man.
Yeah.
2018, maybe?
Yeah.
But yeah, I heard Jason Bateman's pretty killer in that show.
He's killer in everything, man, dude.
I like Jason
Bateman.
He's
underrated.
He's funny.
He is. He's underrated.
He's funny.
Fuck.
He can do action. He can do it all.
He's underrated as fuck, and I love Jason.
Pretty sure he's in this horror movie called The Gift.
I think so.
Yeah.
I remember hearing something about that.
I've never seen it, but I've heard about it.
But yeah, I mean, like, he's like the perfect person you can, like, put in, like, let's say, like, a Scream-type movie, like, where it's, like, a whodunit. You just don't think it's him because he's, like, a goofy guy.
He looks like a businessman.
But then he could turn that notch, and you're like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Jason, I actually love him a lot in the Horrible Bosses movies.
Yeah.
I just like those movies a lot.
What's that movie he did with Ryan Reynolds? I think it's called, like, The Switch, where they, like, switch bodies.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
Because they're, like, jealous of each other's lives, and they piss into a fountain, and then they just turn, they switch bodies, and I was like, what the fuck? the one girl from Big Daddy with, like, it's Big Daddy with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
She's, like, the blonde girl with, like, the big boobs. I don't remember her name.
Oh, I don't know.
Can't think of her right now.
She's in that movie, and, like, Ryan Reynolds, and, like, so, like, the thing is like, Jason Bateman is, like, he's got, like, a family. He lives in the suburbs. Ryan Reynolds is, like, a bachelor. He lives in, like, a shitty studio apartment. He hooks up with, like, girls, like, every other day. And so Ryan Reynolds gets switched into Jason Bateman's body. And he's like, oh, I'm finally gonna, you know, get laid by this bitch, you know? And then she, like, goes to the toilet and just has diarrhea. He was like, what the fuck? She, like, tries to get up on him afterwards. He's like, get the fuck off me. It's a stupid movie, but
yeah, it just sounds like dumb fun.
Yeah, I think it's called The Change Up. Actually,
Switch Up, Change Up, one of them. I know what you're talking about, though.
Have you done anything else though?
Rearranges my office a little bit. I've got more stuff out of boxes and displaying more stuff.
There you go.
There you go. Plan to wipe the dust off my laptop soon, do something on it. Maybe some stuff for the show. Maybe some stuff for me. I don't know yet.
Hell yeah!
We ate Indian.
You need to
day.
Make sure your webcam works. You have a webcam on your laptop,
this
right?
This face is not for camera.
We'll make it for camera.
I have a face for radio.
For the Patreon. Speaking of which, if you guys would like to join the Patreon, we got two tiers.
I hate you.
It was a good segue. Leave me alone.
Well, that cat is going fucking nuts.
You
might want to make sure she's not in the dryer or some shit.
Yeah, she's not in the dryer. She's on the side.
We would definitely hear it. Anyway, if you guys would like to join the Patreon, we got two tiers, as low as $3 a month. And what you're getting over there, you're getting exclusive content from us and shows like The Conjecturing and Make Every Death Count. You get the video version of the episodes over there. Right now, I do believe our Patreon episode, the first one we've done, is over there where we talk about Nightmare on Elm Street and bringing it back. Series we call Let's Try That Again. We try that again.
We tried it again.
And it was a fun episode. Not as long as I would hope, but it's a good time, you know?
We'll do better next time.
For sure. Speaking of which, the cost of the Patreon, just go to like our website and the app and that stuff just to cover costs. Because, you know, that stuff gets kind of expensive.
Yeah.
And lastly, I do want to mention, if you guys have any long-form reviews, feedback, episode ideas, or topic ideas, go ahead and send that over to us at beneaththecpod@gmail.com, and we'd appreciate it.
Hell yeah, bitch.
So, this week, we covered a little movie from the 80s. You may have heard of it.
It's called Night of the Comet.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you like 80s horror and shit, you've probably at least heard of. But yeah, it came out in 1984. Here, let me pull up the actual... Let me get it up on Google real quick.
El Google.
But it's a fun movie. I wanted to cover this show, or I wanted to cover this movie, because the first time I saw it, I thought that it was, like, fucking awesome, but... Mm-hmm. All I can really say now that I've seen it a second time is that it wasn't as good as the first time.
I thought it was all right.
Yeah. But it's directed by Tom Eberhardt. It came out in November 16th, 1984, which is right around the same time as Nightmare on Elm Street. And I'm honestly surprised.
What was the date?
November 16th. I think Nightmare on Elm Street
November 4th.
yeah, like the, it was like early November, but it made $14.4 million and it only had a budget of $700,000.
Well, there you go.
So it made fucking good money.
Yeah.
But it stars Catherine Mary Stewart as Regina and Kelly Maroney as Samantha and Robert Beltran as Hector and Mary Warrenov as Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the big four that I can mention here.
Yeah. And then real quick, I do want to mention, if you guys like or hate this movie, why don't you let us know on Twitter?
Yeah.
At WCFBTS.
Tell us what you think.
And all of our social links will be in the description of this episode, wherever you are listening to our sweet, sweet voices. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the sponsor of this episode, Raise Energy. Raise offers a zero-sugar, no-crash guaranteed product with many different flavors. They're not promising magic in a can or a miracle potion, and they're retailing for under $30 per case, while the big-name brands are charging upwards of $35 or even more per case. If you're interested in trying out their product and giving us a little bit of that kick back from your purchase, use the link in the episode description and use our code, capital letters here, WCFBTS, for a 15% off discount at your checkout. Once again, that is WCFBTS for a 15% off at checkout. Thank you, Raise Energy, for sponsoring this episode, the continued support of our show, and I hope you listeners indulge yourself and get yourself a nice, clean energy drink.
But yeah, we were going to cover this movie like before we went on break at the end of
that was year. Literally yeah. Going to be our next episode.
And then I picked it as my like first standalone of the year because I thought it was a New Year's movie.
It's in between that like Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, like it's like you could tell like Christmas either just happened or was about to happen because there's mm-hmm. Christmas decorations everywhere.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
And it takes place in L.A., so there's like no snow. It's, you know, California is naturally kind of warm because it's on the West Coast
and on fire.
Correct.
It's warm and on fire. In some places.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And one of the biggest wildfires was caused by a gender reveal party, so don't be trying to go too out for those, okay? Just pop a balloon. Listen, that's all you gotta do.
I don't know
about
y'all, but I hate the idea of gender reveal parties. Like, just me.
I think they're becoming overrated.
I think they're so stupid.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like the people who, like, film them and are like, see, we're having a boy. I'm like, yeah, but your friends on Facebook don't care.
What do you think about that, Zach?
No comment.
But anyways, this movie's about a comet. A comment.
Comment?
Like what Zach said, he had no comment, but he had no comet either.
I ain't got no comment.
But yeah, it's about a comet. It comes and strikes Earth, and it turns people into dust unless you sleep in a metal room.
Yeah, the rules of what happens to you don't make no under sense. This comment. This whole movie doesn't really make a lot of
sense.
So
you got Reggie, who sleeps in a metal room where the projector is at the movie theater.
She got some dick.
Yeah, she got some dick with her boyfriend, Larry.
Who offered her $15 for it, yeah. Which I'm a little confused.
Yeah, it's a little
I think
weird.
Her boyfriend's name was Larry.
He's also selling bootleg. Well, not boot. He's giving away the movie theater's reel. He's like, how would you like a reel if it came from outer space? $100.
Yeah. The guy's like, $100. I'm sorry. Did I hear you right? No, $110. Okay.
That's not much better.
We're talking. $110.
That is not much better.
$110.
So, yeah, Reggie and Larry, they sleep in a fucking like metal room.
The projection room.
The projection room. Samantha sleeps in a metal shed, yeah, and then Hector sleeps in the back of his like trailer truck.
Yeah.
So
some other bitch that he hooked up with.
Yeah, so the effects of the comet that turns people into dust or zombies, they don't affect
them.
Yeah,
the rules are so weird. Like half of them is like mutant cannibals. Yeah. The other half is dust.
Yeah, and like so yeah, like you don't see like a lot of zombies, which is kind of disappointing.
I think it's 3.
Yeah, you see.
You
like
see the old man.
3 or 4.
You
zombies.
See the kid. I can't name another one.
You see people kind of transitioning into
at
zombies.
At the end, yeah. And but yeah, like it's about like you get like so Reggie and Samantha, they're sisters.
Yeah.
And they're trying to cope because the fucking end of the world just happened, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie is very like existential crisis.
Yeah,
based.
like pretty much like 90. I would say like 99. 0.9% of the fucking world just like vanished.
Like the whole the most I feel like the most because like I first heard about this movie in Search of Darkness.
Yeah, same.
And like the most iconic scene they were talking about is them sitting on the car talking about like life and shit.
Yeah, because basically Sam, played by Kelly Maroney, she like goes on throughout this entire movie without actually acknowledging that the world's ending. She's kind of like upbeat.
She's in kind of denial.
And Reggie's like, bitch, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, Reggie's like, bitch, what the fuck?
She's in denial about the whole thing.
Yeah. And stemming from that, like, you know, it's super weird, but it makes sense. Like, what's the one place I think Kelly wants to, it's the mall. She wants to go to the mall and, like, have a shopping day.
So, yeah, they go to the mall and all that shit. They have a lot of fun. There's lots of cool 80s music. Like, girls just want to have fun.
I actually loved that scene a lot.
Yeah, it's a good scene.
There's like fucking people in the mall who are crazy, and you know, like he's turning into a zombie and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And but for some reason they want them to pay for the like clothes and shit. I was like, yeah. Why do you want them to pay? What are you gonna do with the money?
Went from stock boys to owners of the mall.
Like, what are you going to do with the money?
Also, the fact that they just straight up go and raid the National Guard armory, they're like, well, they got automatic weapons over there. They come back with fucking Mac-10s and shit.
Shit, that's what I would do.
Yeah, they go and get fucking... I mean, they seem that they're zombies.
I'd be driving out of that motherfucker.
How locked up do you think a National Guard armory really is?
Nah, I'm not fucked, dude. I don't know. I just look for a corpse that's got some keys on it. A pile of dust that's got keys.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Pile of dust said...
I'll be getting them. I come out with a Humvee.
You don't want a fucking Humvee, bro. Humvee sucks so much.
Motherfucker,
ass.
If it's in there, I'm taking it.
Yeah. Just any
I drive
car
back
you can
in
get
an attack helicopter.
Oh, man.
I don't know what I'm doing.
But I can't drive this motherfucker. Here we go.
But yeah, also there's like a fucking science camp out in the desert.
At the beginning of the movie, they're like, some people were smart enough to hide away, and that's the people. But hear me out. They're not as smart as you think.
No, because you find out later, those dumb fucks left the vents open to their underground compound and blew the fans and like so, all that comet shit into the fucking facility and like fuck
so
everybody.
Yeah, they get exposed to the comet dust or whatever.
Radiation or
and,
whatever.
And they're like, oh, well, we have to find survivors and steal their blood so we don't turn into zombies, basically.
Or to dust.
Like, this movie's like, technically, it's kind of like a vampire movie because they need the blood or whatever.
I don't
but
know
like,
what
there's,
it is. Cause like the one
there's
zombie,
so many things going on in
the
this
The one
movie.
Zombie at the beginning straight up ate Larry.
Also,
he just
he talks.
Straight up late. Yeah. He talks and, so I don't know like what they're
there's
going
a little
for.
Bitch-ass zombie kid.
He was derpy looking. Like, he was like...
I love that because it's Hector at Hector's house.
Yeah.
And he's at the door and he aims the gun at like adult human level, opens the door, sees the kid and keeps aiming at adult human level. Yeah. Like he doesn't aim down to where the kid is.
Yeah. It also takes that zombie kid a good fucking 5 minutes to open that door again.
He just
But yeah, you got Mary Warrenov's character, who's like the more sympathetic science character, I guess. Mm. Like she was sent there to kind of like inject them with the shit that was supposed to like either kill them or knock them out so that they could fucking take their blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she gives them a fake shot so that they can have a chance of survival.
Right. Yeah. She was sympathetic.
Yeah, but you know something? She actually played the mom in Terror Vision.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So that was cool. I
Throwback.
Like her for that. You know,
we covered that movie.
Yeah, I looked that up while I was watching it because I was like, "You look familiar."
She's in a lot of shit.
The girl that played Reg looked familiar to me for some reason.
Yeah,
she's in shit too.
I feel like I've seen her in a few different things.
Kelly Maroney is in. Actually, Kelly Maroney and Mary Warvanoff are in Chopping Mall.
Are they?
Yeah.
That might be what it is.
It's like the main cast.
Mary Warvanoff has like a very small role in Chopping Mall, but. Kelly Maroney's like the final girl in the movie. Yeah.
I need to sit down and watch
Barbara
Shopping
Crampton's
Mall again.
In that movie too, but she dies.
She is. She do die.
She do be dying though. So yeah, like this movie, you know, like the rules are kind of fucking weird. But I mean, the thing that I like about it is just like the protagonist having fun.
Yeah, I like the scene where they're shooting the Mac-10s or whatever at the cars and stuff.
Like, I think that...
Oh, for sure.
I think Reggie, Hector, and Samantha are really good characters, and I think that they should try to, like, either remake this movie and, like, have them be in it again and, like, explain the rules a little better. Maybe even, like, a TV series or some shit.
Or... Just do a direct sequel to the first one and call it Night of the Comet.
You know what? I kind of laughed.
That's what they would do.
I watched this morning, day of recording.
Blumhouse, baby.
I watched this morning, and I kind of got a good laugh out of it because, like, they were like, you know, this comet could be dangerous, actually potentially dangerous, and, like, the scientists go and hide and whatnot, and there's these people outside with, like, signs like, bring us the comet!
Don't
and I'm like,
afraid.
That explains so much about today.
Don't
so, like,
be
that's
afraid.
Why I thought it was kind of like a New Year's movie because of, like, the people lining up downtown and shit. They're like, yeah, Night of the Comet and all that. I was like, you guys are going to fucking die.
See ya.
But yeah, I saw like parallels to like how idiots today act. Like, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not gonna say it.
You know what I'm talking about. I wanna go
to Area 51.
That and other things. Yeah. But yeah, like people are like, yeah, I know this could kill us potentially, but bring it on.
The fucking movie theater owner is like trying to like sell like stupid ass.
Yeah, he's like $9.50 for this shitty headband. Like, yeah. Get out of here, you old shit.
$9.50, yeah. And that was in the '80s too. That was a lot of fucking money for that shit.
Yeah,
$10 back then would be like fucking $30 now.
I don't know. Let me get the inflation calendar. Keep talking.
But yeah, I mean, like the movie's all right. It's all right. Like I liked it a lot better like the first time around. But just because, like, how much I noticed, like, how kind of, like, the rules don't really make sense. And I think that the third act kind of falls flat.
Yeah.
And I think that the characters go crazy, too, to be honest.
All right.
It gets a little out there.
If in 1984, if I purchased an item for $9.50, in 2021, that item would cost $25.49.
So, wow. Yeah.
a trip to the movies.
Would you like to pay how much? $29.25
$25.49
Would you like to pay $25.49 for a shitty headband?
And you know what's crazy? They still do that stupid shit to this day.
Very true.
Yeah.
And the only time I ever do it is that. You remember back in like the when we were in high school and they'd have those promotional cups?
Mm-hmm.
Every time I went to the movies, I would always opt in for that because I always liked them.
Hell yeah, but
oh, for sure.
But
here you go.
The movies, I guess. I know I've said that like five times.
I told Zach this on the way to get you. I really liked the middle part where it was just the sisters hanging out at like the mall and stuff like that and like them trying to figure out what was going on and all that stuff. Like it's an okay movie. Like this isn't, you know, cream of the crop 80s movies. But you know what I mean. It's good.
Yeah, like for some reason, I don't know what it was. Like the first time I watched this movie, it was like fucking awesome to me. we had some cat difficulties.
The baby was stuck in the closet.
Sorry.
Don't mind that. But yeah, like the first time I watched this movie, I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it was just because like your first impressions are always like the weird ones, to be honest.
All right, Goose, what do you think? Get up on the mic.
You want to talk into the mic?
Oh, I don't know if you guys can hear it.
She's like, oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Terrible movie.
What do you think, Zach?
I was kind of, I won't say let down because that's not what I should say. I was kind of underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, you know, like the rules for me of like the how you turn into a zombie and who, you know.
This movie was definitely written
the
very
scientist
fast.
Bullshit is kind of stupid.
Well, I mean, like I've listened to podcasts that talk about this movie and I've seen like people like horror content creators on YouTube talk about this movie and like, you know, compare it to real life things. And so this movie had an interest. Like, I had interest in this movie, and then when I saw it, like, all the hype, I just don't think it lived up to.
Mm. Yeah.
I thought it was okay. I didn't hate it. I didn't really love it. It was okay.
Yeah. This is kind of like Halloween Kills, but...
Like, what Brandon was saying earlier, the three main characters I think are great.
Yeah.
One scene in particular that I really like... is the dream sequence with Samantha, and she's, like, driving in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And the two zombie cops come up.
I forgot all about the
that,
zombie
that's
cops.
A good sequence.
I like the makeup there and, like, the
his
effects.
Hand, like, falls off?
Yeah, the effects of his hand falling off. Like, I really dig that.
It's honestly, like, it's more of, like, a comedy action than it is horror. Like, you got those, like, three elements, but it's... Horror is, like, the least of what it is in this movie, you know? Like, you get more action and you get more comedy than you do horror.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
Like, out of 10, I'm giving it a 5 because, you know, it's not perfect, but it's middle of the road, you know.
It definitely wasn't as good as it was the first time
I think
it.
In the grand scheme of 80s horror, this probably would be, like, an essential viewing for somebody.
Like, I was actually going to say, like, if you have, like, a friend or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a husband or wife or somebody, you know, that is, like, a beginner and you don't want to show them the super scary or the super gory shit, like, this is something.
This is a pretty middle-of-the-road film to introduce somebody into, like, 80s horror.
It's also unique.
Yeah. It's got a cult following.
It's a unique film from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because around, like, the mid-80s, everybody was trying to do, like, all that was really coming out was, like, sequels to big slashers or,
Yeah.
You know, shit like that. But, yeah, I would probably give it, like, a 6.
I'll probably meet in between y'all and say a 5.5.
That's fair.
It's a 6 out of 10.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a little announcement for y'all. Franchise breakdowns are coming back.
Actually, I thought we were doing like a 2022 prediction as our next.
That's
episode.
Next, but after the fact.
I actually also we'll talk about this after because I have a new idea for that. Franchise breakdowns will be making a return in February.
February.
We talked about it, and we're bringing them back. Our first franchise back is going to be the Aliens franchise.
Correct.
We're going to cover all 6 movies.
Correct. We're going to look like Eraserhead.
From Alien to Alien Covenant.
Yes.
And everything in between.
Even though you can't see us, we're going to look like Alien, or we're going to look like Eraserhead.
Correct.
From the David Lynch movie Eraserhead.
Yeah, Conjecturing just covered that actually a couple weeks ago.
Isn't that movie about aliens though?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
I've never really seen David Lynch's work.
Yeah.
So I do need to get on that though. Like, it was his birthday a couple days ago.
Yeah, he's got like a big cult following, but I've heard some people say his shit's like extremely hit or miss.
I don't know. I can't weigh in on that.
Couldn't tell you, Marcus.
But yeah, starting the first week, or when we pull the calendar up for y'all, we all also have a Twitter post about the schedule for that coming soon. So our first episode in February release will be February 7th. That will be Alien, obviously directed by Ridley Scott. Masterful fucking sci-fi movie.
Correct.
Changed the game.
He did good with that one. But apparently he doesn't want us to see the aliens anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
I could just slap the shit out of
Ridley Scott. That aliens, he thinks that aliens are overrated.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, that
he's more consumed with like the fucking the AI and shit.
Yeah, like the
ship technology going haywire and shit.
He's like, yeah, we're gonna make an aliens movie, but with androids.
What the make a Terminator movie, you stupid idiot.
But yeah, that's what's coming soon to We Came From Beneath the Sea. If you guys liked what you heard today, or any other time you listen to us, why don't you give us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts? It'd mean a lot to us because it gets our name out there, frankly.
Correct.
And more people, more ears means more people listening, because that's what we need.
Correct. Unless you don't want to. I don't know.
Yeah, rate us 1. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
Any feedback. All publicity.
If you want to share it on your Facebook and be like, these guys fucking suck, I mean, you know.
What tell a us waste why. Of my fucking time.
Tell us why.
I mean, but, we probably do suck. I don't know. But
we did hope you enjoyed this episode, however. And once again, please come back next week.
Yeah.
Please.
You bastards.
We hope you like what you
come
hear.
Back and hear us talk about what we think 2022 is going to be like.
Yeah, that might be. Definitely going to talk about that next week, but some other stuff too. We're going to be back with a little prediction episode next week.
I think we did one last year.
We did. Correct. 2021 a prediction. That was our first episode of 2021.
Correct.
But we will be back next week with that. Until then, be kind to each other. Stay safe. Stay spooky. Bye.
Sayonara.
Bye.